Okay, how do you use mindfulness of breathing when you're doing a recollection? Do you first use mindfulness of breathing to settle the mind, body, and then turn your attention to the recollection? Is the awareness of breathing in the background? That with mindfulness, especially with that cultivation of mindfulness of breathing, then it's learning to have that, yeah, that process and awareness of the breath as really the background, the anchor that one is steeped in. And one sees in the refrain of the discourse on mindfulness of breathing, contemplating or investigating impermanence, I breathe in, contemplating, I breathe out, the experiencing, Citta sankhara, I breathe in, experiencing citta sankhara, I breathe out. So that they all of those stages or steps in the investigation, attending to, experience, the breath is there in the background. There might be times when there's an investigation or a recollection that is compelling, and one directs attention to that a bit more overtly or consciously. But it's having used that mindfulness of breathing as a basis, then you can direct attention to a recollection. If the mind is starting to spin out, or it's getting complicated, or it doesn't seem to be accomplishing a point, then returning to the breath again. There is that opportunity to set the mindfulness of breathing aside if it feels like there's a compelling reason, something that is useful or beneficial. But in general, it's not, we can chew gum and walk down the street at the same time, you know. You can pay attention to the breath and be attentive to experience as well. One can direct the mind with the breath as an anchor as well. So it's not hard and fast, and what is important is, okay, what works? What helps the mind to take an interest and to settle, become clear, and to incline to discernment. Okay.